Good morning, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
What do you want?
The email address.
WMOSLEY417@AOL.com.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. May I have a name that's associated with this account?
First name is Sandra, last name is Mosley. The account was canceled. I have received a refund for one of the charges, but not the other charge. On May the 11th, I called about the second charge and was told that I would be refunded within 5 to 10 days. It's now been 15 days.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Mosley. I have located an account for carhistory.online. I do see the cancellation number, and I see that account has been canceled. The cancellation number is 3434134, and I see the refund that was issued. That number is 149-8609. Okay, for that second refund, I will check on that for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The refund that you just mentioned, what day was that charge?
That charge was for April the 22nd, and it was refunded on April the 27th.
Okay. Then the other charge is, it was actually charged to my bank account on March the 22nd.
Okay.
And it looks like the date that it was entered was maybe March the 20th, somewhere along in that line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check that. I see here on April the 27th, there was another refund that was for $18.95. That would have been that second refund is on the notes here that the agent refund.
If that's the second one, when was the first one?
The first one
would have been when?
The first one was refunded on April the 27th.
Well, both of them can't be refunded on April the 27th.
You asked me when was the first one. The first one that was refunded to your account was on April the 27th. Okay?
And it was refunded on April the 27th.
All right. And I show another.
It clearly states refund on my bank account. Okay. That was the 27th, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Mosley, I want to do my very best to help take care of the situation for you. So,
okay, when was the second one refunded?
The second refund was attempted on May the 11th.
What happened?
Let me check into that.
If it was attempted on May the 11th.
Yes, let me check into that, and I'll be more than happy to tell you exactly what has happened, okay? All right.
Very good.
Do you mind if I place you on hold, Ms. Mosley?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Ms. Mosley.
Yes.
I just need to ask you this question. Did you, by any chance, close out your account with the bank or disputed the charge with your bank?
No. I didn't close out. I did not. However, what I did do, mm-hmm. my my bank card, my original bank card was mm-hmm. lost, and they reissued another bank card. But that shouldn't have any relativity, because you're going against the same bank account number.
Okay. Ms. Mosley, would you mind if I place you on another hold?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so Ms. Mosley, I did a little more of an investigation. So what has happened is, because that old card is locked up, you're going to have to call with your bank on the phone back to this number, and so they can unlock the card. Unlock that account.
How can they unlock the account when the debit card that they reissued me is on the same account?
Okay, well, I'm just trying to explain to you, Ms. Mosley. Okay. We want to give refund.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
What I need you people to do is call, and I need to give you the new bank card debit number. If you're using the debit number to issue the refund, then that's the issue, correct?
No, ma'am. You need to have your bank to call us so that we can verify that the card has been unlocked or unlocked. Mostly, I am trying to explain to you. I have my very best, and I do want to assist you with this refund. I would love to give you this refund back, but I cannot give you this refund back until your bank is on the line with you, okay? So just have your bank to call me back, call this number back, and one of the agents here will be more than happy to refund you your $18.95.
And what reference number should they give when they call back?
They don't need to give a reference number. We have your
They're going to have to go through this whole spiel that I have gone through to find out how. I mean, they've got to have some information in order to call a blank number.
We already have your information as far as the cancellation number, your account being canceled. We have
that. Okay, what is that cancellation number?
The cancellation number is 3434134.
3434134.
Yes.
Correct?
Ma'am. That's correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Mosley. If there's nothing further, I do thank you for calling customers.